episode 511, Summer Sizzle Kickoff.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Guess what? It's summer. Yes, it is. It is official. We are out of school. And already my children are using the wonderful flavor of the month, but that's a story yet to come. How are you doing? I pray that you're having a marvelous day. I hope your day is filled with just absolute enjoyment and that you're thriving on all the possibilities God has in store for you. Today is the day for you to get out there and do something. Maybe it's to go and build something and be creative. Maybe it's something time for you just to sit back and snuggle in and be with your children. Whatever the case may be, I want you to be you. I want you to connect with who you are. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And for those of you who are brand spanking new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com. There you can learn more information about what we do here. You can also sign up for information regarding the Inner Circle, the AIM Academy, which you really want to get on that mailing list for the AIM Academy. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to love it. And also you'll find the show notes there, all the blogs, the podcast. It is all good. Whew, I think that takes care of our domestic beauties. Did I get it through fast enough? Okay, we got to talk about Summer Sizzle. Summer is here. We are officially, this household is summertime ignited. We are on fire for it. And that means we are Summer Sizzle Kickoff. Well, what does that mean for you? Summer brings the OMG to its peak. The oh my goodness, yes, they say the darndest things kids do. Today we kick off Summer Sizzle Saturdays. Woohoo! Yes, and you're saying, well, what does that have to do with me? Well, this is what it has to do with me. I'm going to be coming up with some great creative ideas and projects to inspire and ignite the inner child within you and your family. Ha ha, yes! And the benefits of this is what? You don't have to come up with the activity. I do it for you. And ultimately, you save the flavor of the day, which is I'm bored, from becoming the second language of the household. We're not even 12 hours into summertime officially here, meaning school is let out, all finals are done, everything's turned in, fees have been paid, anything extra. And already I've heard I'm bored I don't know how many times. Crazy, I tell you, absolutely crazy. And I don't stand for it. I mean, my youngest now is going to be 12 and he's in sixth grade. Ah, I'm feeling so old. No, I'm not. I'm so young. And that's why we're doing Summer Sizzle. It doesn't matter if you have children at home, if you have grown children, if it's just you and your hubby, all of us can work within our inner child. We need to tap into that because we're only as young as we allow our minds to think that we are. So I got to ask you this. We got to jump in. What is your mental picture of a philosopher? A gray-haired old man or woman who spends long days thinking and analyzing in splendid solitude? Well, think again. Young children are being taught a philosophical approach to thinking with some remarkable effects on their intelligence. Cognitism, the power of the mind. We don't think always that we've got so much power up there in our mind, but our mind is an amazing muscle. And if used right, we can experience magnitudes of knowledge. And it gives me chills and goosebumps thinking about that. But we don't even teach our children to go down that avenue. Sometimes we haven't even been taught it. And so it's hard as parents, if we haven't been taught, how we can continue to teach the next generation. Wouldn't it be great to have a summer stimulate thinking? Let me hear an amen to that, because I want to save you from the flavor of the day. I'm bored. One program way back when in the 1970s was developed by an American psychologist who has since passed, Matthew Lipman. That's Lipman. Some of you may have heard of him. This is a little bit new to me, but he started a program called the Philosophy for Children. And his interest was particularly on developing reasoning skills by teaching logic. His belief is that children possess the ability to think abstractly from an early age. Children can think deeply. But most of the time, what we're doing is we're kind of just pushing them to the side. We don't want to have a long, in-depth conversation. If you have a little bit of an older child, or maybe you can remember when your child was younger, and they were in that why stage. Why? Why, mommy? Why? What's this? Why? And they would keep asking over and over, and it's like, I've told you. It just is, it's fact. No, but why? And then it's like we lose it. We don't want to lose that. We need to tap back into that. Have you seen older children today talk like they text? Nowadays kids get their phones so much earlier. I mean, we're talking elementary kids now are carrying around phones. And it's funny, I'll go into the high schools, even the middle schools, and I'll hear these conversations like, TMI, Tom, TMI, OMG. And they're just throwing these things out. I'm like, can we not really talk and communicate? But we haven't. We've put that all on the back burner. We're talking in code. And it would be great if we really wanted to talk in code and we went back to coding like the military did, you know, Morse code. I was thinking tap, 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 you know, tap, 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 the Morse code. But no, we're doing it with just texting. That's crazy. God created us to be relational beings. That's what he desires most in us. That's why he created us the way he did. So I ask you today, how to be a philosopher. That is your first summer sizzle kickoff. Woohoo! Activity. It's going to be fun. And you can do it, like I said, by yourself. I've already done it with me. In fact, I think I do it with me every day. I have these in-depth conversations and I go someplace that, you know, the world has never taken me to. And then I bring myself back down to earth eventually. But how to be a philosopher. Now, remember, guess what? The cool thing is, as I told you, the benefit of this is you don't have to come up with the activity. The bigger benefit is there is a PDF available for you to download. You can click on the link in the show notes, or you go to createyournow.com and find it there. So don't forget that. So you don't have to sit here and take notes. You can if you want to, but if you don't want to, you're busy listening to me in your ear and you're working out and you're like, oh, but I want to come to back to this. It'll all be there for you. Just ready. All you can do is hit print, or if you just want to view it on your screen, you can do that too. All right. How to be a philosopher. Number one, choose a short story, a picture, maybe a poem or an object as a stimulus for discussion. You're like, great, I'm stuck already, Christiane. Okay, well, I've got great ideas for you. So you have a preschoolers. Preschoolers, the first grade, maybe second grade. Maybe Dr. Seuss is their favorite book. You know, pick maybe one of their favorite books to start with. And pick a page in there that would say, okay, so what would happen if, you know, Dr. Seuss didn't do this part and you rewrote it? What would happen to the whole story? It's amazing what these kids come up with. And if your children are real little and they're not into actually writing it out, guess what? Have them color the picture. Yeah. It makes it a lot more fun to color that picture. Or if they're even younger and they're just learning their colors, say, well, when you hear this new story, Cassandra, what do you think about it? You know, when we talk about these little cute little fish in the bowl, and all of a sudden they grow up and they don't need water anymore. And they can walk like you and me. What does that look like to you? What colors do you think of? And she may grab the blue, and maybe she'll grab a darker color because, you know, it's something that's grounded, something that feels secure. If it's something that's bright to her, maybe she would color with yellows and oranges. It's amazing what children do when we ask them to. It's amazing what we do. And I encourage you to do the same thing. However you've rewritten the story or rewritten the song, you know, maybe you've done it with an app. There are so many apps out there. If you're into gaming, then take your favorite game that you play. It could be Mario Kart, whatever it is. It could be words. You know, the word game, word for friends, words for friends, friends for words. Anyway, whichever it is, you know what I'm talking about. You could take three or four words on there and have them come up with a story based on that and talk about that story and have them draw. Now, this doesn't have to happen all in one day, but you see how fun this is? It's just cool and it's creative. It makes them think. You could do so many different activities with this. And in your discussion, you could have like tea time. You know, call it your philosopher time. It's philosophy time. You know, and make it cute where you drink out of just special little cups and you have only certain little crackers or cookies that maybe you bake together. Do you see how this becomes a full summer sizzle event? And it's just something simple as this. It really is a lot of fun. So number one, you got it. Choose a short story, a picture, a poem, or an object as a stimulus for discussion. Okay. Number two. Oh, and this works great. Sorry, side note, backing up to number one. This works great with even TV shows. Okay. I've got older children and we gather around for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I know some of you have just totally rolled your eyes and hung up on me already. Don't do that. Because you see, when we watch these shows, we actually open it up for what? The deeper discussion. It brings the philosophical view to not our lives only as husband and wife, but to the kids and how they see relationships, how a guy treats a woman, how a woman should treat a guy, all of this. I mean, I'm telling you, it is very important. So, side note there, it can also be to TV shows too that you like, okay? All right, going on now. Number two, discuss the chosen item. That's what you do. Children like will raise issues or ideas and explore more intensely and deeper. Your job, okay, as the philosopher in training, you're going to encourage diversity in thoughts and how to respect others' view. It's real important that they understand this because when they get older, not everybody sees the picture as you do. Remember, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that whole thing. The art, if you go into an art gallery and you come up with this abstract art piece and you can ask 10 different people and you're going to hear 10 different stories about that one piece of art that's hanging up on the wall. We need to understand that everybody has a different perspective. Again, it allows us to go deeper and deeper. And remember the kids that ask the why? Why, mommy? This is a great thing for them. Also, this is great too. You know, jumping back up to number one. I like to jump around today. Sorry. Biblical stories are a great way. Sometimes we ask, well, what'd you learn in Sunday school? And you're just hoping they regurgitate back out the story, right? Did they get the story? Maybe you want them to get it even more. How to apply it to their life. See, that's philosophy. That's thinking deeper. That's bringing it into their lives. That's where you want to challenge them. And you can do this at such a young age. So be sure to encourage diversity in thoughts and how to respect others' views. Okay. That's when you're discussing the chosen item that you pick. Okay. Then number three, which I kind of mentioned in number one, but we're taking it to number three, reinvent the new discovery. So if you change the story, write the new story. Or your preschooler who is having a hard time keeping up with writing, draw the new picture. And it's amazing. If the younger one's drawing, I guarantee you the older one eventually is going to want to pick up those color crayons and draw also. It is so much fun. Maybe it's a new song. You know, maybe your child isn't interested in drawing or really colors, but they love to sing and dance. Well, then put the little story to a funny little tune and sing and dance. Get out some pots and pans and make a band out of it. Have fun. Be a philosopher. All the subsequent studies here in this whole thing that Matthew Lipman did and worked with showed positive outcomes in terms of reading, reasoning, cognitive ability, and self-esteem. All of which I'm sure you're just saying, amen, sister, I want that in my children. I want them to have good reading skills, good reasoning. I want them to have an amazing cognitive ability to go deeper, to understand ideas, not just on the surface, but the layers of them. And obviously their self-esteem. How cool is it for your child to sit there and have a discussion? Maybe it's an older child. And my kids read tons of different books. My girls happen to enjoy Karen Kingsbury, the Christian romance books. Harry Potter's a big one. We've got, oh my goodness, we've got so many different ones I can't even think of. What does my older son like to read? I'll try and put some of those examples in there. All are good books to read. Obviously, you want to know what your children are reading so you feel comfortable with the information that's being given to them. But when you're having these discussions with them, you can sit there and say, you know, what do you think the author would do? Go take this from this situation right here and change it to what you think it would be. Do you know you just encouraged your child to be an author? They're an author now. And you can say, you know what? Today, you weren't just a philosopher, but you became an author. You wrote this. Who knows what that will help them in the future? Maybe they'll write their first book before they turn the age of 21. How cool would that be instead of looking forward to becoming drinking age? I'm just saying. So be a philosopher today. You know, all of these studies show nothing but positives. And if you're an IQ counter, which personally I have never been, I've never had my children tested. That wasn't an issue for me. But as a whole, they did do the study with them because some people want that information. And on average, it raised it 6.5 points. Their IQ went up 6.5 points. So yeah, it has an impact, doesn't it? And we're all about impact here at Create Your Now. I notice when I've started this with my children, because as you know, I homeschooled them for many years, and you don't have to do this just because you're homeschooling them. This can be done if they're in traditional school or if they're going to private school, and this can be done if they're grown. You know, if you're watching the same shows or maybe you have the same interests. My children, every once in a while, we'll talk about everything. My little Einstein will come up and I'll be cooking in the kitchen and we'll start talking in depth about nutrition. We'll get into a cholesterol conversation. Who would have thought that I would be talking with my, well, now he's a freshman, about cholesterol and in depth about it, where every once in a while I have to stop and say, wait, hold on. Let me make sure that's right. Okay, yes, I said it right to you. Because he asks questions and makes me think deeper. My son will come in after working because he's on college break. And he'll say, Mom, I was listening to the radio, NPR, on the way home, and they came up with this subject. I wanted your thoughts on this. Whoa, really? I love this. It all starts now. Don't wait. And if your kids are older or they're even grown, you can still start now. And if it's you and just your hubby, which is not just your hubby, because that's important, you can begin to grow that relationship even deeper by having these conversations. It'll take you to no other place you've ever been. So what are you waiting for? Summer Sizzle starts today. Woohoo! So be sure to download the PDF. You can find it where? On the show notes. Click on the link or head on over to createyournow.com. Be present, be incredible, be a philosopher, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.